With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Yep, I'm back. Man, my thanks to Ross Tucker filling in last minute. If you've had the flu or you think you may have the flu, go to the doctor and make sure you get on some medicine right away. I waited a couple of days and paid the price, but as Fritzy said yesterday, toughen up a little bit here. Why don't you come back? And you're right, Todd.
Seriously, you're not a whiny type of guy.
No. But as Todd said, you're the one who says every day is a Super Bowl. Why don't you act like it? And I thought, okay, those words hit home. And got drugged up a little bit, and I'm here today.
Put a little M drive in your smoothie. Let's go.
Yes, ready to go. A lot to look forward to. See, this is when you're sitting at home, sleeping, and I don't even know what's going on the show. And then all of a sudden I'll get a text. Somebody says, Ross Tucker doesn't know what cojones is. And I go, I don't even want to ask the follow-up question there. But I'm really appreciative of Ross sitting in the chair yesterday. But we're here. We're ready to go. Our good buddy Nick Wright from Fox Sports will stop by. Chris Collinsworth on loan from Sunday Night Football will stop by as well. This program, as always, brought to you by the great folks at Panini America. Stat of the day, always brought to you by them. The official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. You can start or continue your collection now at PaniniAmerica.net. Got a play of the day poll question, stat of the day, all of that forthcoming. The big news, the college football 12-team playoff is now going to start in 2024. There was a thought that they had a contract in place that it was going to move to 2026 where they would have this, but they've decided to move this up. And as I've said before, it's like you're sitting on a lottery ticket. Why not try to cash the ticket sooner? They finally got the Rose Bowl to cave in. Everybody's on board, and we will have a 12-team playoff starting at 2024. Now, if I use the 2024 format this year, get ready for what would be happening. This is today. Now, we don't know what's going to happen this weekend, but you would get Georgia, Michigan, TCU, USC, Clemson, Tulane. If you win your conference championship, you are automatically in the 12-team playoff.
Right. According to the language, as of now, the six highest-ranked conference champions, as determined by College Football Committee, will receive automatic bids. Tulane, ranked 18th, if they won this weekend against UCF, would be the highest-ranked outside the Power Five.
They would get an automatic first-round bye, wouldn't they?
No. The
top four get byes?
The four highest-ranked conference championships receive byes. But, for example, if Purdue happened to beat Michigan this weekend, Purdue is in. Now, they wouldn't get a bye, but Purdue would steal the conference.
But Tulane would host a playoff game.
Correct, at home. So the first round games will be played at home stadiums.
Yeah.
So if you don't have a bye, you would host a playoff game, which is great.
The next six, based on current rankings, would be Ohio State, Alabama, Tennessee, Penn State, Kansas State, and Utah. That's as of today. We don't know what's going to happen this weekend, but just letting you know, you think that you're going to have the powerhouses in there, and then Tulane's going to be in there. Yes, Seton.
It's interesting, too, because, like, say Penn State is a team that hasn't gotten really any headlines. No. Nobody's been talking about them all year, but they would be in.
Yeah. That's the 12-team playoff format as of today that we're going to use in 2024. Yes, Paul?
Some people say it would make the regular season less interesting, but imagine last weekend when LSU loses that game that they should have won. That would have taken them out of the playoffs. When Oregon loses to Oregon State, if Oregon had won that game last week, they're probably going to be that next group of six in. So there'd be a lot more relevant November games. Maybe not the first five or six teams ranked, but like that next 15 to 20 teams, those games will mean a lot more.
They have made these arguments down through the years. And the format that they're using now, I can go back to, I think, 2011, maybe 2012. And I gave you basically this format, that this is how everybody could benefit here. That we talked about the bowl games, and you could rotate the bowl games. And then, you know, one year the Rose Bowl host, or one year the Orange Bowl will host a national title game. Or you have somebody separate hosting a national title game. But you have 12 teams. You have your conference winners getting automatic bids in here. Then you take the next highest ranked teams after that. They've been sitting on this for a while, but the outlier, the holdout, was the Rose Bowl, that they didn't want to give up the Rose Bowl. And making sure that they were still able to play that game on New Year's Day. They wanted New Year's Day, same time. And the Rose Bowl finally caved in, and now college football will have its playoff coming up in 2024. Yes, Paul?
You know, it really will be interesting to see how the conference championship weekends, if they stay as intact, because, like, let's say Georgia-LSU this weekend. Somehow Georgia slips up and loses to LSU. Now, Georgia's still in the playoff picture, but they would lose their first-round bye. They would have lost the conference. They'd still be in the playoffs. But now that game would mean a lot more for Georgia and be a lot more necessary.
I think these games, there are going to be more games that mean more. They're more important than what people initially said about this. That now all of a sudden it's, I got a chance to get into the playoffs and maybe I get a first round bye. I think there's added importance to the regular season. I know that this was one of the big deterrents, that they didn't want to expand it because then you're going to have games that were meaningless. Well, there's a lot of games that are meaningless. Now I have more meaningful games. Yeah, Seton.
It feels like with this system, there's more of an ability to win your way in rather than just lose your way out, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, whereas right now you just have teams, there's four teams holding on. It's like you better not lose or you're out. Whereas this other way, now there's ways that you could win yourself back into it.
Yeah, Paul.
Here's another benefit. You know, college players over the past 10 years, starting with Fournette and McCaffrey, would tap out of the Sun Bowl or whatever.
Yeah.
Now, let's say Drake May was the number one pick of the draft coming up in a year or so, and he's at North Carolina, and they're out of the playoff picture. Well, under this new format, they're not out of the playoff picture. Let's say North Carolina took care of Clemson this weekend. Drake May and North Carolina are now in the playoffs. So instead of being in the Blue Bonnet Bowl where it's not relevant, him saying, all right, I'm tapping out and going to Arizona, he'll play in a game. You get to see star players play longer.
Yes, Todd.
And then even if you're in the playoffs, then there's the whole, you know, if we would have won, we would have had a home game, but we lost, now it's a road game. There's like different layers to how important a game can be, even if you're already in the playoffs.
And another problem that I heard down through the years was, you know, we want to make sure that we keep the integrity of the bowl games, whatever that means, the pageantry, whatever that means. And I always thought, well, you can now make those games more important. Let's say the Peach Bowl is not in the rotation of the you know, the four for the national title game. But those teams in that bowl game, the winner then advances. So now there is added importance to some of these bowl games, that now you're going to be watching these bowl games because they do mean something. They mean more. We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards. We could talk about how with Discover, redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. It's amazing. Learn more. Discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms do apply. Bills, Patriots tonight. Must-win situation for the Buffalo Bills. Or should we label this must-winish? Because if they are hoping to win this division, you can't afford to lose. The Bills' situation right now is, as far as, you know, winning that division, I mean, they could end up on the road starting the playoffs. With a loss to the Patriots and wins the rest of the way, the Bills would be 13-4. The Dolphins would be, at best, 13-4. The teams having split the seasonal series, assuming the Bills win over the Dolphins in Week 15. But the Bills are going to need some help here, it feels like, if they lose. But 2 months ago, we were talking about it was the Bills versus the field. now it looks like, you know, with tiebreakers or head-to-head divisional games, common games, records against common opponents, conference game. I mean, it gets confusing here. But if you're the Buffalo Bills, you're going to lose home field advantage. And that was part of the reason why a lot of people love Buffalo to go to the Super Bowl, because now they weren't going to go to Kansas City. Now they were going to play at home. And that's a big home field advantage. But you got the Bills at the Patriots coming up tonight. All right, 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp at danpatrick.com, Twitter handle at dpshow. Once again, we'll talk to Nick Wright and Chris Collinsworth a little bit later on. Seton, poll questions today?
You want to start off right there with the new college football playoff?
Sure.
We could go better college football playoff, the current 4-team format or the new 12-team proposal. Is that a proposal?
Not anymore.
Yeah, no, now it's legit. Yeah.
Now it's go time for that. Yeah. Yeah. We're going to have it in 2024.
Do you think people would like it best the way that it is now, just the 4-team? So far, the initial reaction to the 12-team seems to be pretty great.
I would love to have more teams have opportunities or the games to mean more. I know that we're going to get this, you know, we'll have this conversation come up numerous times with this. You know, Tulane will get blown out, and then we'll say Tulane never should have been in there. Okay, but what if they don't get blown out? Remember Boise State? Boise State against Oklahoma. Oh, my God. This Fiesta Bowl is going to be boring. And then all of a sudden, Boise State wins. Okay, now we got your attention. Does it happen often? No, it doesn't. We can go back to Hawaii playing in a bowl game. Didn't go well. Connecticut playing in a bowl game. Didn't go well. But if you win your way in... And I also wonder, when you get these players who are transferring, if you have a chance to go to a school that might be the best in their conference, now you get a chance to play in playoff games here. Or coaches taking jobs in a conference where you might win to be able to get into a playoff. I think there's a lot of things that are involved in this, and once it gets sorted out, but I like it. I don't want it to be watered down. Like, you know, if you don't make March Madness, it feels like you should be fired as a college coach. It's hard not to make the 68-team field. This, I don't think we're going to get to 32 schools or 28 schools anytime soon. I'd like to know how long they're going to be locked into the language. Now, they did break this contract to get to this, but I'd like to know if you're going to have, you know, 12 teams, how long are you going to keep that 12-team format? Because everybody's going to say the same thing. Whenever we've expanded, they go, oh, why didn't we do this before? There's so much money. And that's what I always go back to. There's so much money at stake. That's why I knew this was going to happen. Eventually, it was going to happen. Because everybody benefits. The bowl games benefit. College football fans. The schools. TV. Everybody benefits here. I just don't know if they go, wow. Let's how about 24? Now then you have to start factoring in your schedule. Can you fit everything in? Are you going to have conference championship games? How many bowl games are going to be involved in this? How many games are you going to have during the regular season? You know, they do supposedly have to go to school. You know, there's a lot of things. Yes.
That is not part of the proposal.
Yeah. Oh, it wasn't?
I looked at the fine print.
Yeah. Is school optional?
It is now. That's never changing.
Yeah. I got a first-round bye when it came to going to classes. Yes, Paulie.
I'm looking at the schedule. Can you imagine this is December 2024? The last two Saturdays of the month are the 21st and 28th. Let's say that's round one and round two of the playoffs. Then on January 4th, Saturday, you'd have the Final Four. And then the following week, the 11th, you'd have the national title game. In theory, let's say you did them all on Saturdays. I know you meant to compete with the NFL, but you would own a four-week stretch of college football that otherwise has three relevant games. You'd have four relevant weekends. That's wild.
Yeah. I love it. More meaningful college football games. And I don't know what happens with the schedule makers. See, that's what I would love. If college football could have somebody from Fox and ESPN, the NCAA, and everybody got together and they said, let's help with must-see college football games. You're playing 12 games. I know Wofford makes money when Alabama hosts them or some of these other schools, But I think you got to be now fair to everybody that you're going to have a schedule, the strength of schedule. Those things are important. I don't know if these other schools will allow that. Certainly the SEC schools. Yeah, Paul.
For example, here's the University of Georgia. We always pick Alabama. I'm going to try a different team. Okay. University of Georgia's schedule for next year is already set. They open the season with the UT Martin Skyhawks at home, by the way. They're not going to UT
Martin. Don't sleep on that.
I would never. And I'm not demeaning the Skyhawk brand. But that game could be instead Georgia versus Notre Dame to open the season. What would be the tune-in factor? Week two, they've got your Ball State Cardinals, Dan, again at home.
Do not sleep on that.
Never. David Letterman would never let us.
No.
But imagine that game was Arizona State, just a solid program.
Yeah. Yes, Marv?
Will this affect the seeding like it does in basketball when they talk about strength of schedule? When they say, oh, they only played this team, this team, this team, instead of these bigger teams, will that affect the seeding maybe, you know, going forward?
Well, your rankings, it would. It should. Yeah, Seton.
Well, that, for some reason with college football, it seems like it's this impossible task of maybe all 12 games should mean something.
Yeah.
I mean, I know it's a very long season, but it's 12 games. Why are four of them against Jimmy Lipper State for all these bigger schools? That's a bunch of crap. Just play teams that are good.
Yeah, Paul.
It's like tradition. Nobody wants to yield control. Every university does their own scheduling. Like the SEC doesn't approve Georgia's football schedule. I mean, they may have some input, but not really. But like, here's Georgia 2 years from now. They have a great out-of-conference game. Georgia 2024 opens the season against the Clemson Tigers. But that game's at a neutral site. It's at Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta. So now, because of the scheduling, you lose a home game. And you have to go to Atlanta for it. So, again, if there's someone in charge of scheduling college football, it's just even double bonus.
As long as you have strength of schedule impacting the rankings, and it could mean whether you host a game or you're on the road, then maybe. But until then, you're going to see a lot of these schools that usually when you get ready to have your big game, you always have a, you know, a cream puff before that. Yeah, Mark.
And in this scenario, everybody wins. So say if you're Georgia right now, you have a first round bye. But say if you're Ohio State, you get an extra home game. You know, you don't get a first round bye, but you get an extra home game. So everybody wins. I mean, this is a money grab if I ever seen one.
Oh yeah,
and it's smart. 12 is perfect.
All right, let's take a break. Our good buddy Nick Wright will join us. We'll get to phone calls coming up. Settle on our poll question here. Back after this Dan Patrick Show. Thanksgiving's over. Now it's officially time for the holidays. Legacy Box Cyber Monday event means you can save 65% when you want to digitize your videotapes and your photos. We've all thought about it. Now it's the time to do it. Join the millions of customers who've trusted Legacy Box to safeguard their recorded moments. Legacy Box is what Real Simple Magazine called an incredible gift for a family member or a wonderful treat for yourself. Because Legacy Box is simple and safe, just fill and send. You get your originals back, plus new digital copies that protect your treasured tapes and film reels and pictures so you don't lose them to a flood, mold, decay over time. You can turn on the Christmas music, visit LegacyBox.com, save 65%. Shop Legacy Box, lowest prices of the year. LegacyBox.com/Patrick to get the exclusive 65% for Cyber Week. LegacyBox.com/Patrick. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. In case you're wondering, entertainment purposes only. Betting line, according to DraftKings, Bills are -3.5 against the Patriots. And the over-under is 43.5. Do we know what the weather is supposed to be like in New England?
Let's see. I got 43 and no rain.
Okay.
It's pretty nice this time of year.
Yeah. That's football weather right there. Yeah, Marv.
Let's go. Right. We can go tonight.
No.
You sure?
I'm off my deathbed just to get in here. I can't go up there in the elements.
No excuses. Play like a champion.
No. Every day is the Super Bowl. Every day is
Thursday Night Football.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, we'll get to phone calls coming up. Settle on our poll question as well. Our good buddy Nick Wright, First Things First co-host, and every weekdays at 3 Eastern on Fox Sports 1 alongside Chris Broussard and Kevin Wilds. And Nick, good to see you, buddy. How are you?
Good to see you. It's been too long. You know, I was wondering, we were still good buddies. I hadn't been invited back on in quite some time, which was a shame because I would like to thank Paulie. Because at the very end of my last appearance, right after you said goodbye, Paulie said, kind of trailing into the microphone, he's so awesome every time. And it touched my heart. So thank you very much, Paulie, and to the whole crew.
I have no recollection of that.
You know, sick or otherwise.
Yeah, I'd need to hear something, some audio evidence.
I'm fond of Nick and his appearances on the show. I don't recall him saying that, but
Paulie. Yeah.
Maybe it wasn't Paulie. Maybe it was someone in the back row. Or in the back studio, said something very, very nice about me afterwards.
Yeah. Because off air, Paul's usually complaining about having Nick on so often that.
That's fair.
There's no audio of that. That I know of.
Did anybody say anything nice about Nick Wright the last time he was on?
The last time?
It happened.
The last time?
Why would I make this up? I was trying to thank somebody.
We don't give compliments and we don't take compliments.
Especially
what
me.
A weird lie that would be. Be like, oh, here's how I'm going to start my DP show appearance by thanking them for something that didn't happen. And it makes no sense.
We'll check the tape. We'll check the tape.
You check the tape. Yes, yes. Not the Marconi tape.
I will say this. This appearance is off to a great start, yeah. Nick. So you were great there.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Paulie.
Anytime.
Let's bring on Nick Wright from First Things First.
Oh, yeah.
Every weekday.
And What's Right with Nick Wright, the podcast, as you can see I'm advertising. Okay.
Oh, look at that. Got signage there. I like
signage.
It. Yeah.
That's nice.
That's what the kids call
it. What do you want to talk about, Dan?
If the Bills lose tonight, .. What's that mean? Big picture.
I mean, it just, like so many things in the sports world, that the only person who had it right was Nick Wright. It'll be nice. It'll be a nice, consistent thing. I have my weaknesses as an analyst, but you know what I think I'm the best in the world at? Maybe it's because of the size of my nose. Sniffing out fraudulent teams. 3 years ago, everyone's like, oh, it's the Clippers city now. It's like, okay, no, it's not. The last few years, the Nets. Oh, the next year, Nets. And this year, the Bills were treated from the very first game of the year when they were road favorites against the defending champion Rams. Now, the Rams ended up being terrible. Like they had proven something. They've proven nothing. The Bills last year were worse by any metric than the Bills the year prior. The Bills came into this season with amazing momentum because they blew a playoff game. They had a lead in with 13 seconds left kicking off. I've never seen anything like it. And then through 5 weeks, everyone was like, oh, my God. Well, I might as well call the season. Josh Allen, QB1, the Bills' best offense and defense. And it's just not – they're not that. And so it wouldn't shock me if they lose. They should have lost on Thanksgiving. They're a fine team. They are a good football team that was anointed this juggernaut despite the fact that we've never seen it. And they're the people are trying to make the comparison of Josh Allen's last month of football when since week 7, he has the same passer rating and the same touchdown interception ratio as Davis Mills to what Patrick Mahomes went through last year. And those are identical, pass rating and touchdown interception ratio, to what Mahomes went through last year. The difference is Mahomes had 3.5 years of perfect football and then a slump. Josh Allen's career has been awful as a rookie. Oh, maybe there's something there as a second-year player. Outstanding in the third-year MVP candidate. Not even a Pro Bowler last year. Mac Jones made the Pro Bowl. Josh Allen did not. And then a great playoff run where he lost one of his two games. And then this year, awesome for 6 weeks and awful for 6 weeks. It's just so I the Bills discussion irritates me, if you can tell.
I can tell. And I said this a couple of weeks ago, that there's certain players who get to that point where we then start to take them for granted. And Mahomes has moved into that category where you almost expect him. You plug in 40 touchdown passes. You know he's going to get to the AFC title game. And it's not fair to him. He loses Tyreek Hill, and he's still probably the leading candidate for MVP. Can you see other players in other sports who get into – it doesn't take long to get into that, oh, that's right. Like, the Greek Freak is in that category now.
Yeah.
Luka is kind of – he hadn't won an MVP yet. But there's certain players – I know basketball is a forte for you, but do you see other players who we take them for granted and then they almost have to reinvent themselves for us to go, oh, my God, that's right.
So the Greek Freak is a great example because LeBron is what people would go to, but LeBron hadn't, you know, took him a bit of time to win. He didn't win a title until his ninth year in the league, pardon me. He went to a couple but didn't win and didn't play great in those first couple finals he went to. In fact, played really poorly in one of them. Giannis is one where I think Giannis should have won MVP last year. He didn't. Could have won it the year before. He didn't. And it was because, at least for one of them, he hadn't yet won the title, so we were holding it against him. Here's my frustration with the Mahomes thing. Typically, when we take those guys for granted, there are a couple good things that go along with it. One is they are universally accepted as the best player in the sport. Going into this year, Mahomes was number 8 on the NFL Top 100. And the NFL.com had him as the number 4 quarterback. We had folks saying he was the second or third, really second best in his own division. So all of that. So he doesn't, and it was conventional wisdom that Josh Allen had supplanted him as QB1, because everyone wants to use that terminology because all these guys want to be scouts, evidently. He's QB1, he's QB2, so stupid. But the here's the other thing that usually happens. That comes after you've won multiple MVPs. So what in the NFL, guys who win multiple usually win them in bunches. Favre won 3 in a row. Manning won back-to-back, and then there was a gap. Brady had only a 2-year gap. Rodgers had only a 2-year gap. Montana, I think, won back-to-back. If Mahomes doesn't win this year, it'll be 4 years where he didn't win it. In 2020, he had 38 touchdowns, 6 picks. He was 14-1 as a starter, and they didn't give him the MVP because he didn't play in Week 17 because his team had locked everything up, and he was the defending Super Bowl champion. So I guess, Dan, here's my take. Patrick Mahomes, wildly underrated. That's what I believe that. I believe that.
I don't disagree with that. I absolutely. I think because he lost Tyreek Hill, that will strengthen his MVP resume and what they've done this year. I remember an analyst saying the Chiefs wouldn't make the playoffs. And I thought, wow, that's saying a lot. But also
it was relative conventional wisdom that they wouldn't win the division. Yeah. Saying they wouldn't make the playoffs was people anointed the Chargers. And I like the Chargers a lot this year as well, to be fair. And folks acted like the Broncos were going to be that, you know, good, which was crazy. It's very frustrating. And here's the last thing on this. The year starts and it's Josh Allen's MVP, right? Before a game's been played. And then it's Allen versus Mahomes. And then Allen falls off. And now it's Hurts versus Mahomes. And mark my words, Dan, in 3 weeks, you know what's going to be on all the shows like mine with the little topic bars on the bottom? Mm. Why isn't Tua Tagovailoa the league MVP? And the answer is because he's not Patrick Mahomes. But they have to have a foil to the best player in the league. And that's what they're going to do throughout the year.
But we also want to move to the next. We're in a hurry to move to the next. We got to find the next. You know, we moved on almost from Josh Allen to all of a sudden it's Joe Burrow or Justin Herbert. Like, where are we going now? And I think we're in this rush to be ahead of everybody else. We're talking to Nick Wright, First Things First, co-host on Fox Sports 1, and What's Right with Nick Wright, his podcast there as well. Do we have the audio the last time that Nick Wright was on, Paulie?
Yeah, October 21st, Nick Wright was on, and here's how the interview ended.
Okay.
I'll talk to you next time. See ya.
My best to your wife, as always.
That dude's the best.
Yeah, he's good. He's good. There you go. Talented guy. Seton. All right. Well, you're a lot more sensitive than. Yeah, you thought maybe it was Paulie. I was like, well, Paulie doesn't say anything nice.
I'd like an apology or a correction.
Yeah.
All right, you know what? I retract that. You know what? I don't want to defame the brand Paulie's built over 20 years of wearing incredibly ugly shirts, eating at really odd restaurants, and being just the best producer in the sports business. So there you go, Paulie.
Well said.
Why is it open season on...
You're welcome, by the way.
Thank you, Seton.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
Why is it open season on Russell Wilson?
So this is fascinating. I think that the general sports fan, this isn't necessarily my cup of tea, but what the general sports fan wants is a touch of fake, meaning these guys are rich and famous, incredibly confident, and they want a little humility, right? They want a little fake. I would prefer authentic, you know, jerk to fake nice guy. But that's I'm out of the mainstream, right? Russell Wilson, but what nobody wants is transparently fake. What nobody wants is, dude, you rehearsed this. You clearly don't believe what you're saying. And Russell Wilson has crossed the Rubicon of no one believes you ever. And he seems to at times even on the sideline getting yelled at by Purcell, that he is going through, and I know this is psychoanalysis and it's not fair, but it's what my gut is. He, instead of reacting like the competitor that he is, he's taking the extra beat of how would the Russell Wilson character respond here? And which is why he's like, yeah, okay, okay. Like, I think people, you know what I think could have turned, at least partially, the Russell Wilson stuff? Is if when Purcell yelled at him, he took his helmet off and yelled back, hey, man, hey, we're, whatever it is. And it also didn't help that Nathaniel Hackett was a foot away saying, like, oh, boy, sounds like something's going on back there, boys. But I think that everyone thinks he's fake. And I don't think people like fake. And it doesn't help that he's been horrible.
Yeah.
But it is shocking to me how much schadenfreude everyone that has played with him seems to be taking in this. That from Carroll to, it's not just Richard Sherman and Doug Baldwin. It's everybody seems to want to, you know, take an extra shot at him up to and including, but even the wristband thing. I don't know if you guys noticed this. I'm sure you did, but I don't know if you talked about it. So the wristband mini controversy happens. And then 2 days later, he's at the press conference wearing a wristband. And it's like, buddy, like that's, come on. Like, and so I don't know.
I agree with you. When Purcell yells at him, now, not many marquee quarterbacks, franchise quarterbacks, get dressed down by a defensive lineman. You could see him kind of go, wait, what? And instead of grabbing Purcell by the shoulder pads and like banging helmets and going, yes, let's go, whatever it might be, I agree with you. I mentioned that he seemed shocked and then didn't know how to react to that because he didn't have time to prepare to react.
To prepare.
Yeah.
Right. That's the thing is, that's what you tell your kids, which is, and it's not you tell your kids, I mean, it's an old thing, which is, if you don't lie, you don't ever have to remember anything. You know what I mean? You ask the question, you tell the truth, you don't have to think. If you're always yourself, or more often than not yourself, you can just react. And I don't think he feels comfortable doing that. And I don't know, at this point, you almost feel badly for the guy because in addition to everyone going after him, I thought he was a player on the decline. You know, one of my strongest bets this year was the Broncos under. I didn't believe in him. But nobody, myself included, thought they would be the worst offense in football. And every week is the same. That's the other frustrating thing for a Broncos fan. It's not like, okay, 1 week they figured it out and scored 30. Every week they score 16 points. Every week they're, you know what I mean? They're 3 yards a pass. It's just, it's the same script no matter who the opponent is.
We created a t-shirt, the Broncos t-shirt. Fritzy, you want to give Nick what the t-shirt is?
Run, incomplete punt. Let's ride.
Yeah, because who's the, I apologize, is Fritzy's the Broncos fan?
Yeah.
Or see,
okay, Fritzy is, yeah.
You know, Fritzy, that the Broncos went 47 years without back-to-back losing seasons?
Yeah, it's
and
beyond
frustrating.
And now they're
at six in a row.
It's horrible. Man.
Yeah.
Let's ride.
That's what you get. You guys were mean to me. It might have been your father mean to me at Arrowhead Stadium when I was a child, and you guys would come in there with old John Elway and Shannon Sharp and kick our ass and beat us in the playoffs when we were 13-3, and Elway would drive down the field, and you guys were mean to me as a child, and now it's finally coming back to haunt you. We have the greatest quarterback to ever live. You guys have $250 million and Mr. Quite Limited. How's that feel?
And we haven't beaten you guys in like 7 years at least.
Paul.
It's 14 games in a row. The Broncos are this bad. They haven't played the Chiefs yet. They have two left against us.
Paul, what did you think of Nick Wright's appearances?
I'd love to rave about it, but we're all out of time.
Oh,
hit the break.
That's a shame.
Darn it.
Even Seton doesn't
it's a
have
pleasure.
Time to. Hey, it's great to see you again.
You as well. Happy holidays. Hope you guys all had a wonderful time. Hope you're feeling better, Dan.
Well, maybe we'll have you on before the big day.
Wait, I would love that.
Wait, why can't we have him on again?
Of course we can.
I always offer. I always say, how about Nick? And then Paulie goes, I don't know. Nothing there.
I don't know. Fritzy, let me see if Reggie answers first, and then we can call Nick. See ya.
All right. Thank you, Nick. That's Nick Wright, First Things First. And every weekday at 3 Eastern on Fox Sports 1. That's with Chris Broussard and Kevin Wilds. Let's take a break. We got our play of the day up next here on The Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to The Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray, depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces. Like, there was the hat. There was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the... I was always a battleship guy, or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Oh my God.
The play. The play's called play. Of the day.
Runner left side, got it!
Check this out.
Lowry just leaning on Tatum. Smart finds him anyway. Tatum steps, squares, three. Eighth of the night. 47 for Tatum. Celtics by 10.
Tatum has 14 career games of 40 or more points. That ranks second among all Celtics since Larry Bird retired with 47. That's courtesy of the Celtics Radio Network. Play of the day. Play of the day brought to you by Simply Safe Home Security. This holiday season, give yourself and your family the gift of peace and protection. The number one rated home security system. What's up, Holmes? Simply Safe. Simply Safe is offering 40% off new security systems. Go to simplysafedan.com today. No safe like Simply Safe. couple of phone calls here. We do have a five-minute poll question. Well, let me hear that one, Paulie.
Dan, last night at the Celtics game, the Prince and Princess of Wales, Prince William and Princess Kate, were at TD Garden. They just, out of nowhere, no one really knew in the building. It was not announced in advance for security reasons. And they sat down. And there were some commoners on either side of them, as you'd say.
Commoners?
Yeah, I think that's how they say it over there. Now, let's say we were at the game, and we happen to be get courtside tickets. Would you rather end up sitting next to Prince William or Princess Kate, and why?
Okay, I have no shot with the princess, right?
I think they're locked in. They seem to have a good marriage.
All right. And I'm happily married, too.
Right.
Just saying, if I needed to chat her up and we were both on a level playing field.
She is easy on the eyes, though.
Yeah, she is. She seems like she would be a lot of fun. I don't think Will's is fun.
A little stiff?
Harry would be fun, or at least he used to be. I'd probably talk to Will's. I'd talk to Prince William. Yes,
I think Will's probably going to be a really nice guy.
Oh, I think he'd be a nice guy. I'm just talking about, are we going to have beers? Are we going to, you know, when they put us up on the camera, are we chugging a beer? They should have had a kiss cam there with those two. That would have been fun. But Prince William doesn't strike me as, like, let's go out and let's get after it a little bit.
No, maybe not. Yeah. But, you know, watching a game could be an enjoyable fella to...
Then I would, I'd explain the game to him, and then I would tell him about how good a shooter I am. And yes, Pauline.
And you'd be surprised that he didn't know already.
Yes.
And, like, no excuse that you grew up in London. Do you think he's... You know what would have been great last night? If he would pull one of those David Bakhtiari from the Packers and just took, like, a 16-ounce beer and hammered it...
I like that.
...on TV.
I like that. Or if she did.
Oh.
Wow.
Only way to stop you was with a handgun, Dan, if I'm not mistaken.
That's true.
League rules frowned upon this.
That's what they wrote about me, Prince. Yes, Todd.
You got to hang with Kate. It's not about having a shot or married or not having a shot. Just the story and just to see if you can comfortably chat her up and get her to giggle. You're very funny. See if your sense of humor works on a princess. That alone, I think, is enough of a reason to choose her.
Oh, yeah. I could sit next to her. You couldn't.
I could not.
You'd cause an international incident.
They'd be asking all kinds of questions and they would get more and more inappropriate as the game
continued. I'm going home with you. It'd be like the exact same thing that happened in L.A., but with the Brit.
You're old.
I'm married to a future king. What do you offer? Not a whole
You're
lot.
You're old. Why is he on your shirt?
Yeah.
Why are you touching my kneecap? That's weird.
Ooh. No, you can't.
Nobody touches the princess.
No. Yes, Paul.
Do you think when the beer vendor comes around, like, the prince has a debit card like anybody else and can buy? Does he have a wallet with cash? Does he have handlers for that kind of stuff?
I would imagine you would. That somebody, you have to talk to that person to give it to Wills.
Right. He doesn't handle the cash.
You don't talk to the prince.
They were having fun last night. Fans were coming up. Security seemed kind of light where you could go up and get a picture. And
I thought it was great. Yeah. They were there front row watching the Celtics and the Miami Heat. Sure. Love it. Doug in North Carolina. Hi, Doug. What's on your mind today?
Dan, I want to give you my conspiracy theory. You tell me if I'm lost it or if you agree with me.
Okay.
I think you were talking, you started the show talking about this new college football playoffs, which wasn't supposed to be for 4 years, but suddenly they figured it all out. Originally, this was supposed to be to benefit teams like Idaho, and I think what really happened is they looked around and went, what do you mean we don't have Alabama in the playoffs this year? What do you mean we don't have Ohio State? What do you mean we don't have Clemson? We need to get this done. This can never happen again. I think it was I really believe that's what happened. Am I crazy?
I don't think you're crazy, but I don't think because of what happened this year led to them expediting this, putting it in the fast lane, fast track. Now, we'll go back to what was that last year, the year before, when I said they were talking about trying to expedite this to 2023, but it was too soon. And I heard from, you know, a lot of different college insiders said, you know, you don't know what you're talking about. They got a contract, and that contract is through 2025, which I did know, but I knew how much money was at stake. I didn't say it was going to happen. I said that my source on it, and my source maintains this, and even talking to him about this, he said, look, did we look at 2023? Yes, we talked about it, but we couldn't get it done. And then they were saying, can we get it in 2024? Then it was going to be, well, you got a contract. They can't break the contract. Well, they can break the contract. Now we have it in 2024. More on the college football playoffs and Chris Collinsworth a little bit later on. One more item as we close at hour one. When you're under the weather, you know what's best for you? Getting into a bed that you love. Sleep Number. Sleep Number 360 smart bed. You got the flu as I did? Well, at least you know you got a friend there waiting for you. And by the way, the Sleep Number Cyber Week special. Save $1,000 on select Sleep Number 360 smart beds with adjustable bases plus special financing. That will end Monday, December 5th. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com/Patrick. Lack of sleep may leave you more vulnerable to colds and illness. You can stay your healthiest by prioritizing sleep. Being overly tired can affect appetite. Sleep and exercise can help you avoid overindulging on treats. So many things to learn with Sleep Number. Go into one of their stores, or you can go to sleepnumber.com/Patrick and find out everything that they offer. The official sleep and wellness partner of the National Football League, subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See sleepnumber.com for details.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know what I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.